This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. We are getting a new mayor in a matter of days. Just days to choose from a list of 102 candidates. We know who the top polling contenders are, but what about some of the long shots? They've got big ideas and big dreams too, and that definitely includes candidate Corey DeVille, who first wants to run the city of Toronto, and then he wants to run the whole country. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Thank you for having me.
Corey, it is a pleasure. And we also know from reading about you before our little chat today that you're not just a candidate, you are a political party. Tell us more about that.
That's correct. No, I entered politics realizing that one singular election cannot change the world, and it's not enough to simply step in once. And so my long vision is to say, I would love to be mayor of Toronto. This is my home city. This is my home. However, the political journey for any new incumbent like myself needs to be long-visioned. And so in creating the DeVille Party of Canada, it is my commitment to advocating and really embodying the change that I write, speak, and try to embody in the day-to-day. And the intention of the DeVille Party of Canada is to mirror the diversity, the generational perspective, and really the audacity of hope on all levels of leadership. I think that's the only way that you can run a country, province, or city, in this case effectively, is by having the people mirrored in your leaders.
You say diversity, inclusion, innovation are at the center of your campaign. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. When I look around at Toronto, it really is an aggregate of people from across the planet, people who have had unique and shared experiences. And I think it would behoove us not to have a leader that mirrors those qualities, because a lot of these are experiential, be it from being a person of color to being a woman or whatever your intersectionality is. We need to start building policy around inclusion and diversity because it is a direct mirror image of who we are. So really adding more humanness back into politics and a little less scandal.
Corey, as we continue with our look at long shot candidates, you are one of them. We are receiving questions for the long shot candidates from some of our listeners. And Barry from North York is asking, since City Hall really needs to save money, would you be prepared to freeze your wages, you and the city councillors, for 5 years? And he's also wondering about the renaming of Dundas Street and to stop that process, since he says it's going to cost small businesses money.
For sure. No, I would definitely be more than open to looking at how we compensate our leaders and asking the question, where can we reallocate funds to promote the interests of the city? You know, in as much as we do live in a capitalistic era, I am the first person to admit money is not everything. We need to begin with that human factor. So yes, would be my on record and candid answer. I would definitely be looking and willing to look at how we compensate our leaders and adjust accordingly. And then secondly, to the renaming of Dundas, that's another absolute yes from me. I do not think that we should let go of the reasons behind why people want it renamed, but to his point, to rename Dundas, especially in the turmoil that we live in currently, I think would be a regressive step back. So I'm very big on long vision and asking ourselves, there are many roads to Rome. Which one is in the best interest of the city and, more importantly, the people?
Okay, you just won the by-election. You have been named Toronto's new mayor. What's the first thing you're going to do?
We need to make the numbers make sense. When we look at the city council budget and how we're allocating funds, I think a lot of us are left confused. And to my mind, policy needs to begin with people. My candid intuition is that if the city is focused on survival, it can never thrive. And so things like affordable housing, access to food and mental health have to be the foundational blocks of where we're allocating funds. A healthy society cannot function without those three big pillars. And so my day one plan is to say someone needs to make the math make sense to me so that I can make it make sense to the people. And then from there, it really is a matter of us deciding what are our big 5 or 10 core focuses for the next year, 2, 3 years, and how do we create key performance indicators, KPIs, that allow us to know, are we on track? Have we deviated? And if so, how do we get back on track to make these really big goals a reality?
Long shot candidate Corey DeVille running to be Toronto's next mayor. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you for having me.